This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest of the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon over here, and good morning to you, Johnny.
Let's start with the markets where you are. Where do you want to start today?
Yeah, so if you look at the major Asia benchmark stock indices, I would say that it's pretty much a relief rebound across the board with the Nikkei 225 up by 1%, the Hang Seng Index up by 1.8%, and the China stock market up around close to 1% as well. So overall, what we could see is it's more of a relief rebound in today's Asia session. Why? Because over the weekend, we do not start to see a shock in terms of geopolitical risk premium rising because the Middle East tension seems to get quieter over the weekend after that Israel retaliation move on Iran last Friday, where Iran reported there's no major damages on its nuclear-related facilities. So that gave markets a sign of relief, and we start to see oil prices and gold came down a fair bit as well in today's Asia session. So overall, then definitely benefit from the Asia market stock market perspective because dollar strengths remain kept in today's Asia session at this juncture. But nevertheless, for this coming week, we do have several data that could actually spark another sign of dollar strength revival again.
What about the week to come? It looks like a fairly busy week. What are your highlights we should look out for?
From a FX market perspective, definitely there are actually two key highlights to watch out for. Firstly, we'll be closer to Asia with the Asia-Pacific region in the land of Australia, where Australia will release their inflation data, both on the quarterly as well as the monthly, this coming Wednesday. So something to look out for is especially the monthly CPI indicator, which is much less lagging, I would say, rather than the quarterly one. So both will be releasing on the same day, which is this Wednesday. The monthly CPI data previously in the month of February, it actually stood in at annualized rate of 3.4%. So that's actually the lowest level since November 2021. So market is also expecting another round of a softer monthly Australia CPI data for the month of March, coming in at a similar growth rate at 3.4%. And if we could recall, last week, we do have another key Australia data, which is the job market data. They call it the employment change. So employment change in Australia for the month of March actually came in way below expectation. It has a negative 6.6K of jobs ended. That actually came in way below consensus, where markets are actually expecting a positive gain of 7.2K. Okay, so given the lackluster, I would say that the job market in Australia has started to turn slightly softer. And if the monthly Australia CPI data for this coming Wednesday came in within expectation at 3.4% or much lower at around, let's say, 3.2 or 3.1%, that could actually add potential downside pressure on the Australia dollar because given the latest data, that is, if we have inflation data coming in soft, job market data coming in soft as well, that is very hard for the RBA to actually maintain its slightly hawkish stance that was kind of a prevalent at the start of this year. And also going forward this week, we do have another central bank meeting, which is Bank of Japan, where everybody is paying a close watch attention to. Why? Because at this juncture, we do see a bit of, we call it noises, coming up from the Ministry of Finance officials. But it's more of a verbal kind of guidance, saying that they are watching very closely the foreign exchange market. Bear in mind that the dollar has remained very strong against the yen in the last 1.5 weeks. So right now we see the yen the dollar yen kind of hesitant at around the 155 psychological level, fearing that MOF officials may instruct Bank of Japan to actually intervene in the FX market. So that means, i.e., to sell dollar by yen. But if you look at the last 1 week or so of a verbal stance from MOF, which is the Japanese Ministry of Finance officials, their verbal warnings has been much more lackluster rather than using very forceful language. What they keep emphasizing on is just a watch on the movement of the FX market. And given the fact that the foreign exchange market, everything is relative, so one of the reasons why the movement of the dollar yen, why is it so strong at this juncture or in the last 1.5 week, is actually due to the fact that the rising yields in or rising US Treasury yields is rising compared to the JGB yields, which is also rising as well. So what could actually lead to a change in the rise of the JGB yield? That means can the JGB yield's momentum catch up with the US Treasury yield? That pretty much, I think I would say, dependent on this coming Friday BOJ meeting. What I'm emphasizing more is on the outlook. Okay, so every quarter they will actually release the outlook report on Japanese economy in terms of their forecast or their projection on economic growth as well as inflationary rate. So there's actually a high chance, given that we start to see much evidence of a much more better than expected wages rise as negotiated by the Japanese unions with their employers. So that has already been concluded 1 month ago. So given this, there's high chance that Bank of Japan will revise upwards is inflationary outlook for this fiscal year and perhaps also next fiscal year as well, above coming in at around 2% or slightly above 2%. So if that starts to actually meterize, potentially we could start to see a faster pace of JGB yields moving up to catch up with the rise in the momentum of the 10-year US Treasury yield. And that could potentially slow down the pace of dollar appreciation against the Japanese yen. Something to look out for this coming Friday. And also on Friday, we do have another important data on the FX front as well as the stock market front will be the core PCE price index. And bear in mind, the PCE price index is one of the favorite inflation metrics that the US Federal Reserve officials monitor to actually have a gauge in inflationary pressure in the US. So for this time around, the core PCE expectation in terms of year-on-year growth, so markets are expecting another potential easing of inflationary pressure from a core perspective, that means excluding energy and food prices, to come in at 2.6% year on year. That's actually below 2.8% year on year recorded in the previous month of February. But do not forget over here is that given that we do see a potential elevated inflation on the services side of the US economy, especially given the fact that oil prices also has risen a fair bit in the last 1 month or so, that could also have a potential spillover impact on the services side of the component indirectly. So perhaps if the market expectation is kind of undershoot on the downside, that means if inflation number on the core PCE price index come in above consensus, let's say it's about 2.6% or similar at 2.7 or close to 2.8% year on year, that could actually spark another round of dollar strength revival coming back into the market again, pushing up the US 10-year treasury yield as well, which potentially also could actually see a bit of wobbliness in the benchmark US stock indices, given the fact that the benchmark US stock indices do have an indirect correlation with the 10-year US treasury yields in terms of longer cost of funding perspective. And also lastly, do not forget, we do have the key earnings announcement of the Magnificent Seven stocks cohort of the US stock market. Why is it important? Because the Magnificent Seven stocks actually kind of dictate the significant movement of the major benchmark indices, especially the two of them, the SPX 500 and the NASDAQ 100. So for this week, we do have four of them reporting their earnings, the Q1 earnings for this week. Tesla, that's out on Tuesday. Meta / Facebook, that'll be out on Wednesday. And lastly, on Thursday, we do have Microsoft and Alphabet, that is Google, that's out on Thursday. So given the fact that this stock's movement itself do have a significant impact on the S&P 500 as well as the NASDAQ 100, any earnings guidance as well as the numbers itself could actually create an increased volatility for the US stock indices this week. potentially.
Okay, Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.